Elementary English, from LinguaPress.com. Winston Churchill still remembered.
Churchill died over 60 years ago, but he's still very famous today. Who's the most important person in the world over the past 100 years? Many people think the answer is Sir Winston Churchill. He was a great leader. He was the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom during a dark and difficult time. In 1940, the world was at war, but Churchill was the man of the moment. Without his good choices and brave words, the world might be very different today. Winston Churchill was born in 1874. He was descended from the Dukes of Marlborough and grew up in a very large house near Oxford, called Blenheim Palace. His father was a politician and his mother was American. As a young man, Churchill loved adventure. He joined the army and went to many different countries. He also worked as a reporter, writing long stories for British newspapers. In the year 1900, he became a politician. For many years, he did different jobs for the British government. However, his most important moment came in May 1940. Europe was at war, and the United Kingdom needed a new leader. Churchill became the Prime Minister. At that time, the Nazis were winning the war, and people were afraid of the enemy. Churchill was famous because he made great speeches. He refused to stop fighting the enemy. He gave people hope when many wanted to give up. He used simple but very strong words on the radio, so everyone could understand him. In 1940, when Germany wanted to attack Britain, Churchill told Parliament,
"We shall fight on the beaches, we shall fight on the landing grounds, we shall fight in the fields and in the streets, we shall fight in the hills, we shall never surrender."
He knew that success takes time and hard work. He often said kind words to make people feel brave. For example, he said these famous words: "Success is not final, failure is not fatal, it is the courage to continue that counts." With his help, the Allies won the war in 1945. Churchill lost the election later that year, but he became Prime Minister again in 1951. He was also a very good writer. He won the Nobel Prize for Literature in 1953. And died in 1965 at the age of 90. So why is Winston Churchill still important today? Firstly, he teaches us that words have a lot of power. His speeches show that a good leader can bring people together when times are bad. Secondly, he shows us what real courage means. Today, our world still has many difficult problems, like wars and terrorism. Churchill's life shows us that we must protect freedom and democracy, even when things are very hard. He's a great example of how one person can help to change history.
The end. And you can find more texts like this on linguapress.com.